welcome to the show. I'm Ben Stiller, and this week we're in downtown L.A., and I'm very excited because my good friend Rob Morrow, star of Northern Exposure, is going to be here. So it's going to be great. We haven't seen each other for a long time. We go way back to the old New York days, and it's going to be fun. So I'll see you right after this.
Hey, kids, it's time for Counting with Bruce Springsteen.
One, two, three, four, five, hee, ha,
All right. What did I get up to?
Excited because Rob Morrow is going to be here any moment.
Rob Morrow, that is so cool. I love him.
Yeah, he's great. He's an old friend of mine. I'm really excited to have him on the show.
That is the coolest show. Did you ever watch that show?
No, I've never. I mean, I've seen parts of it. I know, you know, it's got a great reputation, but I never actually.
It's really
seen
good.
It.
It's really good. You auditioned for that, didn't you?
I don't remember. It was such a, you know, I went on so many auditions as an actor and just, I mean.
It would be kind of hard to forget that. I mean, such a smash hit.
Right.
It's a great show.
Why don't we go to this and we'll be right back. I don't, you know, you go on so many auditions.
Too bad you didn't get that.
I don't even know if I auditioned for it. I can't remember. It was.
Whatever.
I hate waking up.
Here we come, just trying to compete with all the other bands on the Seattle street.
Hey, hey, it was a grunge thing. People say we're crazy and rude. We're so close on this French show. We're wired with attitude. Just want money and fame. We're the X generation. We just like to complain. Hey, hey, we're the grunting. We can't stop grunting around. Hope our future is better than the life we're living now.
Hey guys, how do you want your coffee?
Rare coffee.
Whoa, it's Mr. Adult, our manager.
Hey, boys, I have to tell you, this is the worst-looking apartment in Seattle. It's like a freaking war zone.
Boom, Jim, pull the butt high!
Ah! Oh, but we like it this way.
Look, I don't give a fig how you live, but you guys better play great tonight.
Why should we?
I'll tell you why. A talent scout from Pretentious Artists Records is going to be here. I have personally guaranteed him that the Grungies are Seattle's hottest band.
I hate to inform you of this, Mr. Adult, but we smashed our instruments at last night's annual Seattle Grunge Off concert.
What? Look, I don't care what you have to do. Get some new instruments and none of those onstage antics tonight. If you take one more stage dive and blow this record deal, I will whip the very life out of you.
Thank you.
hate that guy.
Yeah, but what are we going to do?
I don't know.
Hey, let's ask Torque.
Torque, what are we going to do?
Hey, I've got an idea. Let's ask my friend Goo if we can borrow her band's instruments.
Goo?
Yeah, Goo, like in Goo Goo Gaga.
Goo Goo Gaga.
They never eat as well as skinny as a bone. Stop your posing. Models, go home. Go on out. I love you, but you can't stay.
Hey, girls. Check out who's here. It's the last place losers of the Seattle Grunge Off.
What do you think they want, Goo?
Maybe they want to borrow our instruments.
Can we borrow your instruments?
Hey, Goo, you must be psychic.
You guys can just forget it. There's no way. Okay, you can borrow them for one night, but if you smash them, I'll kick each and every one of your butts.
Hey, we're here with Rob Morrow. Rob, thanks for coming on the show, man.
My pleasure.
Great to have you. It's been a while. I haven't seen you for... It's been really...
It has a couple... You know where I saw you, actually, I think? Probably the last time I saw you was at the audition... When I was auditioning for Joel, and I believe you were auditioning for Joel for...
For Northern Exposure. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. That's right.
I'll never forget, because I was sitting there, and you actually went in right before me, and I thought,
right.
Hey, this is great. I got 15 minutes. I'm gonna really get this part down. I was going to memorize the lines.
Right.
And it must have been maybe... like 15 seconds and you came walking out. It was,
I mean, I don't mean, you know, we I just, mean, I'm no, sure you did a good job.
No, you know what it was? They just said they wanted to go a whole different physical type.
No, I know, because we're not, I mean, it was Jewish guy from
right,
New York, dark hair,
right.
And you know, you're definitely not that.
No.
Right.
No, why don't we go to this?
Oh, let's just, I guess you have to write your own show and now you...
Right, no, this worked out great.
Yeah.
I'm really glad it didn't get...
Yeah.
It's time for Stiller's Wheel of Filler. Where the wheel stops, that's where the comedy goes. Jewish Fly Guys.
The boys with the toys are jumping up a door with a plan for the man who's the number one fan. Because he's flying that sky and he's dating Princess Di, who's late for the date. She don't want to procreate. So slide to his right, Amazon autoglide, and wheel for a meal. Make this ice cream and squeal. To the castle with no hassle, pull a fancy pop the test. And a switch on the dish, Flappy Joe's with my first wheel. She'll make a hill, had to take a stomach pill. And the queenie of bikini gave me portions I was teeny. But I cried, so she tried to make something deep fry. But my diet sizzled tight, and I had a hunger riot, so I ate it.
You know, this old house has been in our family for generations. For about as long as we've been serving Grady's Oats instant oatmeal with every breakfast. I live here all alone now, just like my Uncle Ray before me. Now, they say that he used to like to wait until it was really late at night. Then he'd slip into a pink taffeta gown, fill his panties with piping hot Grady's Oats instant oatmeal. Then he'd dance around the backyard in the moonlight, stare into the neighbors' windows, and tell filthy stories to their animals. They say on a moonlit night you can still see him out there dancing. Grady's Oats instant oatmeal. It's a delicious way to eat and a nutritious way to live.
Grady's Oats instant oatmeal. Available at fine stores everywhere.
Cut.
This stuff is hard. It's hard as a rock. It's harder than Chinese arithmetic. I'm supposed to sit here all day and eat hard oatmeal? I'll be in my trailer. Somebody get the producer on the phone.
Hey, we're back with Rob Morrow and Janine, and we're just kind of talking about the old days, huh?
Yeah. Boy, I miss those, man. We used to hang out a lot.
Yeah.
Diane and you and Lisa. What a couple. You should see this. Ben and Lisa are like, they're soulmates. Well, they're like, you know what was funny? I never thought, she never said she was going to come to L.A.
We broke up. Yeah, but it's good. It's really, it's better off. I just needed some space, and I'm really happy about it.
Ben,
I'm
sorry. She's dating Stephen Baldwin now, right, Ben?
Get out of here.
Yeah,
I love Stephen Baldwin.
No,
crossing the bridge. This guy, all those guys, there's Alec and Billy and Danny. This is a talented.
Right.
You don't look, there's nothing.
No.
You can't compare.
I'm telling you, it's good. I'm happy that she's going out with him.
He's in movies. You're on a TV show.
Right.
It's not
right.
Like,
there's no, I'm very happy
and
for
even,
him.
And you got a much heavier beard.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm really, yes.
Oh,
better
good.
Sideburns.
I'm totally well-adjusted and happy about it.
Hi. Today, my girlfriend left me for Stephen Stupidhead Baldwin. And so I'm recording this because I know that sometime in the future I'm going to laugh at how depressed I was. I know that somewhere right now in the future I'm watching this with my future wife and baby. And hey there, me. Hi, baby Siller. How you doing, huh? Look at daddy, he's pretty silly, huh? Hey, got your nose. So, I'm going to just, I'll record again in a couple of weeks, because I know I'll be laughing. It's going to be funny.
Stephen Baldwin! Ugh! What the? I don't think it's... Stephen! Stephen Baldwin!
I think I'm going to be able to laugh soon.
Stephen Baldwin. No, I'm Stephen Baldwin. Who are you? It's Stephen Stupid Baldwin. No, I'm Stephen Baldwin. Oh, Stephen Baldwin.
I feel a lot better today because I realized we're all going to die, and she's no exception. Well, I got a date tonight with a very gorgeous girl, so don't wait up for me, if you know what I mean. Ben Stiller is back.
Tonight on Arsenio, the A-man welcomes sexy young heartthrob Stephen Baldwin in a rare and candid interview that...
Ah! Ah!
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring it up. It's I'm sorry, buddy.
No. It's okay. You know, it's just.
Hey, look. It's behind you. Obviously, look. You are the star of your own TV show. It's not like you're gonna be. You're the last guy that I would worry about.
Oh.
I mean, I didn't mean to bring it up.
Believe me, it's fine.
Clearly,
you know, I'm
blocking at your door.
A lot of girls who I could definitely. You know, there are a lot of prospects out there. There's nobody specific right now, but I don't even want to tie myself down.
You know,
I don't
even want to. Show me something else. This was so. Show me. Let me see something else.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Let's go to another piece.
Women, buildings, sometimes they are the same thing. I am never alone. Wherever I go in the city, I am surrounded by buildings. And wherever I see buildings, there I see my women. Ah, the museum. The museum reminds me of Cheryl. Cheryl loves the paintings of sad clowns. The kind the child could do. It's funny. She was a masterpiece herself. Yes. Oh, the observatory. So many evenings, Janet and I would walk along its deck until one night I played a little joke on her and pushed her over the edge. I am the devil himself. The post office. I can't help thinking of Vivian. for she too had a line of customers backed up into the street. And she works there. Hello, Vivian. Hello. Oh, Laurie, Susan. Yes, Claire. Ah, yes. This apartment building, it reminds me of Frank. I was so drunk that night. Hello, Frank. I am not ashamed. Such is life, huh? Yes. The mall. So many shops. So many women I am reminded of. Quickly, get me away before my brain explodes. I must leave the city. Oh, no. Every tree reminds me of a woman.
The Grungies is brought to you by Grady's Oats Instant Oatmeal.
Look at this stuff. Sugar, dye, junk. All the science in the world won't help you when you're up against 100% natural goodness. Like the people at Grady's Oats Instant Oatmeal. They use only all natural ingredients, whole grains, raisins, tender young oat buds. And the little oat buds, they say, no, don't take me, I'm so tender. But they do. They take them. And they put them right in their hand. And then the oat buds go, no, no, yes. We're taking you because you're tender. We're going to take you and crush you. Crush you because you're dirty. You're dirty and you need to be punished. Grady's Oats. Instant oatmeal. The delicious way to eat. And a nutritious way to live. You yelled at me. Shut up! I said shut up!
Last time on The Grungies.
A talent scout from Pretentious Artist Records is going
to
be here.
I hate to inform you of this, Mr. Adult, but we smashed our instruments at last night's annual Seattle Grunge Off concert.
Can we borrow your instruments?
And now, the conclusion of Can We Borrow Your Instruments?
Hey, guys, I want you to meet Josh Goldsilver, Pretentious Artist.
Hey, I'm a big fan, guys. Love you to pieces. Look, I am hip to the whole Seattle coffee house, slam dance, and stage diving schmageggy, huh?
What's this guy talking about?
Let me put it more simply. 50 big ones in advance, huh?
Oh, we get it.
We'll be great tonight, Mr. Silver Gold, sir.
Gold Silver. You beautiful guys, don't ever change.
You hear that? Don't forget what I told you about being on your best behavior. No smashing, no diving, no slamming.
Hi, hello, everybody, and welcome to Seattle's very own Club Panties. Right now, I'd like to bring on my meal ticket for the next century. Get ready, get set for the Grungies!
I'm so dizzy, skateboarding in to garbage cans, sluggish and caffeine. Eating veggies, haven't slept in a week and a half. Nah, 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 nah.
I'm sorry, Josh. I told those people.
Hey, what? Forget it. The Grungies got that hot as ice spontaneous. What rock ought to be flavor? I eat them up, dig? They get the record deal.
What did I tell you? They're the best.
Yeah.
Hey, where's the 50,000?
I thought you had it.
I thought you had it.
I thought you had it!
Uh-oh.
Torque. $50,000 worth of Chinese food. Oh, Torque, you know you're just going to be hungry again in an hour.
Hey, we're here with Rob, and I was just thinking, Rob, we got to work together again. I mean, this is great.
We do.
You know, I'd love to come up and just maybe, you know, do something on your show.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking maybe I could come up and be the, you know, the doctor who replaces you one week.
Yeah, but you know what, my only fear, my only reservation would be, I mean, I would be into it, but I just think audiences are very fickle, and you can't, like, confuse them. And we obviously have this, I mean, you were up for the part, and you were, and my other fear is, I go to bat for you, you were a little nervous, and I don't want to...
Nervous.
You know, I mean, you can do, obviously it's your show, you can, you know, obviously there's no script here, you can do whatever you want.
Right.
But we have a tight script, it's a real structured show, and, you know, you can't, you know, what do you get nervous? I don't know.
It was not a good day for me, and
well,
I got it.
Wait a minute, no, I'm sorry.
What? But
there was, we have this, we're doing this huge parade scene, and, I saw them auditioning these guys, these great masks, these like kabuki giant, I mean, they cover your whole body almost, and you could do that. I mean, and it'd be this great little trivia thing, you know, it'd be like Ryan O'Neill. A graduate. I like that.
A kabuki, you don't see your face at all.
Yeah, let me just, I need a little time by myself.
Just hang on.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
kabuki.
You go like this.
We'll be right back. What?
Just like this.
Like that?
Yeah.
Ooh! All right, well, that's about it. We're out of time. I want to thank my guest, Rob Morrow, for coming on the show.
Man,
great job.
Thanks.
Really great job. And listen, anytime you want me to come on your show, you know, return the favor, it'd be my pleasure. I really think it would be fun, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, really, because I got some great ideas for characters, and I think, you know...
Yeah, no, I didn't realize this was like this quid pro quo thing that, you know...
No, I'm just saying, you know, do
your favor. Yeah, I did your favor. I mean, I don't mean to...
Okay,
I'm
all right.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's all right. You know, I just thought it'd be cool. Like, I could be, you know, that crazy Adam character, the cook.
Yeah,
I could do, like, his assistant, Alan.
I better not even...
Hey, I'm Alan. I got some extra eggs for you.
No,
something
seriously,
like that.
There's a whole... The whole corporate structure and legalities. Don't even... Please, don't even tell me these ideas.
All right, well, just tonight, you know, I just think, just between you and me, just like
you
some, you know.
Keep thinking, Ben, but just don't, there's a go through the channels, you know, and I can't listen to it, all right?
All right, one idea, though, is just,
okay, Ben.
It's the astronaut guy.
Good luck. No, it's a good show.
Rob, you don't have to get freaked out about it. Thank you, Ben. Can't hear anything. Holding his ears. Scared.